joining us now as the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. And, hey, a win's a win. That was a great effort there. The first part of the first period, most of the second period, most of the game, as a matter of fact, you pretty much controlled things. You had a 3-0 lead. You win it by a score of 3-2.
Yeah, I don't, not pretty for sure. You know, like you said, there were certainly some times. I thought the first 8 minutes, and then, like you said, the second period, I thought we were tremendous and, you know, really had them hemmed in, generated a lot of good chances. And, you know, you need to get that one or two more and, you know, really create some separation. You can't let teams hang around and, you know, credit them. They were able to hang around and then pot a couple nice goals. You know, their big dogs kind of showed up as we knew they had the potential to do. But yeah, I think from a coaching perspective, it's not good enough. You know, we weren't good enough for long enough. And, you know, some passengers tonight, we had some of our top guys, you know, did not come out and perform well. And, you know, like you said, a win's a win. Those are big points. You can kind of feel the fragileness, you know, around the youthfulness of our team and the stretch of game. So I think it's really, really important that we found a way to get a win and get out of there and, you know, get those points. And we'll have to regroup and be better tomorrow and, you know, a little bit of a dynamic change with the Olympic sheet. So critical wins, critical points, and a big win for, you know, a team that we're searching for those. And so I'm proud of the guys for getting it done. And, you know, having said that, a couple of really notable performances. I thought Josh Hanke, you know, maybe JT Hanke, maybe his best game of the year. Anthony Nellis, tremendous game. Luke Morgan, that whole line was very good. You know, Braden Gelsinger played again, very well again. And Gordy Gayfield and that you mentioned as well. I thought our D, you know, we need to move our feet more, get out of the zone quicker, but also gap much better on their rush. That second goal, a great example, gave them way too much space and time and you know, didn't like that.
Yeah, every once in a while it seems like we want to make one too many passes in that defensive zone. I thought a couple times really late there in the last 2 minutes of play, we should have had the puck out a couple times and made one too many passes and turned it over. And, man, that just gives everybody conniptions. You know, you're about to have a heart attack when that puck stays in there because, hey, the Cats can score. They got some players that can shoot the puck in the net. Both their goals were big-time shots.
Yeah, really, really good shots, quality shots for them. You know, I thought Gordy had no chance on the two goals and, you know, shut those guys down some other times. So I know, no question. I mean, that's so critical in today's game. You hear, you know, everybody talk about it. Zone exits and getting out of your zone clean and with possession is so critical. Their first goal led to that as well. We had a chance on the half wall. You guys probably couldn't see it great from the press box. Kind of shadowed your view a little bit. But we had clean possession on the half wall. And whether you can make a play or not, you can't turn it over. You need to eat it out and get some help and some support. That's better than turning it back down and turning over. But you had two turnovers on that play that led to the penalty that led to the goal. So we turned it over at the offensive blue line, didn't get it 200 feet, which I thought for the most part tonight was much better for our young team. And then that same player didn't get out of our zone, led to the penalty. You know, a bit of a ticky-tack call, but there they get a face-off power play goal on a lost draw that jumps right to them.
Yeah, there were some penalties tonight, too. Both teams took quite a few, 8 for the Lakers, 7 for the Cats. Discipline, you know, I don't know if you pick on discipline because there were some ticky-tack calls in the game, but you can't take 8 penalties and win too many hockey games.
Well, a couple of those were offsetting, too, so it's not quite as bad. Yeah, but I think you're right, Bill. We had to kill 5 or 6. Again, 1 or 2 are offsetting, and it's too much. You know, it's difficult at times. Like, I thought Josh Nenendahl's second hit, you know, that's a good hockey
hit.
There was nothing high, nothing wrong with it. So it's, you know, it's not a lack of discipline, and it's just hard the way the game's called. And, you know, we've got to do a better job with our team and with Josh in particular. It's almost like he can't hit. He hits so heavy and so hard that they call him. So, you know, tough in some ways there, but we certainly don't want to kill that much and you know, allow Shine and Suth and, you know, some of those guys, Mashmeyer up top, the ability to get set up on the power play. But I thought our PK did a really good job. It was one face-off goal that they cashed in on.
Well, I guess the good news is Northern hasn't won a home game all season, so we go over there tomorrow night and hope we can and play like we did early in the game tonight and get a victory out of Barry Event Center.
Well, I think we will be better. I mean, you can see at times, I think our speed advantage is noticeable out there on the ice, you know, and then when you manage pucks along with that speed, it puts you in a really good position. And so if we can do that in terms of zone exits, zone entries, getting pucks behind their D, you know, I think there is success to be had. And again, for long, long stretches, I thought we were really dang good there. You know, that Hanke line in particular, but a lot of lines stacked up. The Jake Hand, Nenendahl, Hayes line at second period, they started us rolling there, having them hemmed in for 30, 40 seconds. We got them on some line changes and you know, really put some heavy pressure on their D-man, and hopefully tomorrow night in a big sheet, that'll wear them down a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it was a great game tonight for Diego again, too. Cuglietta, he had his ninth goal of the season. He leads your team in scoring. But he could have had two or three other goals. He had two outright breakaways. He beat he split the defense one time in the third period and got right in on goal. I thought he played really well. His goal came in that blue paint. He got right in front of the net and just battled to put it in.
Yeah, that was a power play goal, right? Love that. We had two, three guys banging away, crashing away. They were getting chopped at and whacked down. And, you know, we showed real good resolve getting to that blue paint and banging and hacking away in second, third effort. And I thought we had some of those all night. But I agree. I thought he was he's been very good. You know, one of our most consistent guys after a touch of a slow start and then dealing with some family things going back home. But he's been good almost every single night. Plays in all situations. He wasn't power play early, but because he's playing so well, he's earned that opportunity to play on the power play. And, you know, just like that, that's where we need him, right in front, taking the goalie's eyes away, getting those dirty goals, those garbage goals, and just a huge goal and a great effort by him. I thought his line mates, you know, Gus Coriale got better as the night went along, had a strong night after maybe a slow start, and Max Humitz once again had a very good game. What did we hit? 2-3 posts. Humitz had a great shot for a crossbar. Hanke had a crossbar as well. And, you know, if those are a little bit off, that game has a little bit different feel. But, you know, we've got to be better for 60 minutes. There's no question about it.
Coach, what do you think of the neutral zone play tonight?
Well, you know, early on we gave up the breakaway. So, you know, didn't like that. We gave up the rush goal. And, you know, we were on our D a little bit as a staff to get better gap. You know, I thought when pucks went up ice, our D weren't moving their feet to gain ice back and to close and take away time and space. You know, we always talk about surfing up and getting up ice. Whether we're joining the rush or a turnover, they've got to be quicker to get up ice so they can pivot and be more a stick length away. I thought we gave them way too much space on our rush D. And some of the turnover situations are short rush. I thought in terms of our structure and what we do in our 1-1-3, we were better when it was kind of a full ice off a line change. But some of those short turnovers and D gap I thought was a real issue tonight.
All righty, Damon. Thanks for doing this. It's a win, 3-2, and 3 points in the standings. You're moved up into a tie with Idle Alaska in the standings in the WCHA.
Yeah, critical, huge points. And, you know, I thought for our students being out of town, a pretty darn good crowd, so we appreciate the support. Wish we were back here tomorrow night, but obviously we're a week off. We'll see everybody next Saturday, and looking forward to getting our students back and the fans back into it, and hopefully coming home with a little bit of a streak going on. Thanks, guys.
All righty, Damon Witten joining us here post-game.